time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Tylan Wallace met with the media following the Ravens' preseason loss to Washington.
Tell me what happened on that play.
Good, yeah. Shout out to Monk, you know, again, you know, set me up again in the red zone. You know, he called the play, and I knew, you know, what I had to do. You know, like I said, he put it right, QB put it right where it's supposed to be and just got to make a play. So I know we needed that touchdown. So shout out to everybody for believing in me and making that play.
Before that, you drew a PI. Can you talk about that play?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously he was trying to take another shot down the field. You know, like I said, when you hear those opportunities, you got to lock in, especially at the receiver position. You know, with Monk being an OC, he loves throwing the ball down the field. So you got to take advantage of those opportunities. So just seeing the ball, is obviously trying to make a play on it and got the PI on it.
No secret, there's a lot of competition for that last, you know, wide receiver spot. Mm-hmm. You're making a lot of plays and stepping up. What do you think is making a difference for you this year? But it seems like, you know, you're really rising to the occasion.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think just me just trying to actually just lock it in, you know, going through the past 2 years and realizing how the game is played and how it needs to be played, I feel like I'm really, you know, trying to lock into paying attention to how it's being played and how fast you need to play. And just, you know, obviously this is a big year for me. So I really took that to heart this offseason. And I feel like I prepared really well. And I just coming in, I knew I had to make plays. So I'm just trying to do what I can.
Do you feel like you've put your best foot forward this summer? I mean, obviously a lot of competition at that position.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I mean, I feel like I can always get better, you know, no matter what it is. But I definitely knew going into this offseason and this year, I need to have a great year and just go out there and do what I know I'm capable of. So I'm trying to do the best I can with that.
What is the performance like, you know, tonight, last weekend?
Oh, obviously, builds a lot of confidence. You know, just being out there and you know the career I had in college and being able to I feel like I'm starting to translate that over into the NFL now. So, you know, it helps a lot. You know, going out there making these plays and just doing what I know I'm able to do.
What adjustments did you make preparing for the season to get you, like you said, ready to showcase more of what you need to showcase?
Yeah, I think I really attacked the offseason differently than what I'm used to doing. I feel like I got a new trainer. I really took it a lot more seriously and knew going into it just the year I needed to have and what I knew I could do. So I think that was the biggest thing for me and just always, you know, just taking advantage of the opportunities when they're given to me.
Speaking of that, a lot of players that you talk about, you just want to get the opportunities and so you can make the most of it. You feel you've made the most of them? What's that feel like?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like I've taken advantage of the few opportunities that I've gotten so far. Obviously, I think there were more that I could have, you know, capitalized on. But, you know, I'm trying to do the best what I can with the opportunities that are given to me, like I was saying. So I feel like I'm trying to do the best I can.
Tylan, any relief in not having to answer questions about the streak anymore?
Yeah, no, for sure. Happy that's over. But, you know, shout out to them. They played a great game. I feel like we went out there, we fought. But, you know, it was going to happen eventually, for sure.
Thank you.